At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got a bracket. We got some controversy. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you. All right, so Auburn gets the number one overall seed, Pearl. Duke, the other number one seed. Florida and Houston. I don't think people were quibbling too much about this. Auburn's going to have its hands full. They've lost three of their last four. No one has ever done that and then gone on to win the tournament. It's also extremely hard to win the tournament as the number one overall seed. But let's pause on Duke for a second as we say good morning to everybody. So Duke will have Cooper Flagg back in this tournament. We don't know the percentage, though, of what that ankle is. Kept him out of the rest of the ACC tournament, which Duke went on to win anyway without him. So are you downgrading Duke as I look at you and you're wearing a North Carolina Tar Heels hat, which is basically just trolling everybody because that's the big controversial addition into the bracket. What do you want to say about Duke?
Okay, so I'm not downgrading Duke because I still don't have them winning the whole thing. Explain to me how a team with two dominant freshmen is going to win the 2025 NCAA tournament bracket when there's so many teams with so many grown men. There are so many old players in this tournament. I haven't actually filled out my bracket yet. I already have some early thoughts, but I'm going a lot of these SEC teams. I know we're saying the SEC is getting too many teams in here. A lot of them have older players. I just don't see how Duke with two 18-year-olds is going to run this entire tournament because that's not the way college basketball works anymore.
Okay, so the SEC got 14 teams in, which is a record and kind of blew away the last record, which was the Big East, I believe, got 11 in a couple of years ago. Yeah. So we are in uncharted water with the SEC. Yeah. Two things. One, if an SEC team doesn't win the title, doesn't that feel a bit like a letdown? Hey, you had the best conference in America. You got 14 teams in. If you don't win the title, I mean, what was it all for? That's number one. Mm-hmm. And the number two, I actually think that Duke showed me so much by winning the ACC tournament, which I know the ACC wasn't what it was. You know, this has been an air quotes down year for them. But to do it without Flag and to do it without Brown, who's one of their best defenders, I think John Shire has shown that he's one of the best coaches in America. They've now won two ACC titles since Coach K retired 3 years ago. Just putting him back, the team gaining confidence knowing they could win if he's literally not there. If he's not 100%, I still think that Duke has an awesome path here. And beyond Alabama, which is the two seed in that East region, so Duke's going to start in Raleigh, then they'll move on to Newark if this thing goes chalk. To me, I know Alabama's a great team, and I know they score like crazy, and it's 90 points a game and all that. Yeah. But of all the two seeds, I don't know if Alabama's a tiny bit vulnerable as opposed to Tennessee, St. John's, and Michigan State. So in some ways, I think this, I'm not saying it's setting up well for Duke. It's the NCAA tournament. I'm not going to disrespect any team that made it into this field. But if you're giving me the two seeds that could be beatable, I may take Alabama over those two seeds, which is why I am going to put Duke as my champion.
You're putting them. Okay, so they're the Vegas favorite. Okay, you have Duke going all the way.
I do, but okay. I've got a lot of other fun surprises along the way. See, I ascribe to this theory when I fill out my brackets. Who's the best player in the tournament? And that's the person I ride. I've done this all the way since I picked Syracuse to win in 2003 and Carmelo Anthony. It was the only time I ever won a bracket and the only time I've ever gotten close. So I've used this and it's worked for me once in 20 years.
But explain, like, how did that work last year? I mean, did UConn at one point have the best player in the tournament?
No, which is why I didn't pick UConn to win, which was a big mistake by me. But I'm just telling you, that's my strategy. Y'all have your strategies. That's mine. Another one of my strategies that I've started to adopt, which is 4-13 is the new 5-12. I think those 13-seed upsets are now where I'm looking in terms of where I can get some value or where I can really bust a bracket as opposed to the 5-12.
I got to be honest. Like, that's the worst strategy. The first one is the worst strategy I've ever heard in my entire life.
What do you mean?
UConn, Kansas, who had that big, handsome guy. I can't even remember his name anymore. The guy with the guns. Then Baylor, Virginia, Villanova, North Carolina in 2017. Who did they have? Villanova. Listen,
your strategy is saying, your strategy, Pearl. This is mine.
My strategy is
best player in the tournament. I'm riding with the best player in the tournament.
It makes no sense.
Well, what are you going with?
I'm going with the oldest. But I'm going with a team that specifically does not have the best player in the tournament because I think that's how college basketball is now. The highly talented, highly touted future NBA guys are too young, and I want the guys with hair on their butt, to quote our friend Bruce Pearl. So you're
taking Auburn?
You know?
Nope.
I haven't decided yet.
Houston? No.
I'm definitely, by the way, I'm going SEC for this very reason.
Okay, so you're picking Florida or Auburn.
I have not decided. There are other teams in there too. I also like Tennessee and I like Alabama and I like, you know, and I like Houston because that's a team with men. They don't have NBA talent really. They have men. That's what I go out there and I play pickup basketball. The old teams are going to be, when I was a kid, we'd be really talented in high school. We'd get killed by a bunch of old men.
Yeah.
That is what's happening in college basketball today. I'm seeing some of these ages. They're 24 years old. How is an 18-year-old the most talented player? Definitely Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
How is he going to carry this team, the weight of getting through this many games? It's not just the best team in one game. You have to be physically able to do this. I actually don't really care much about the sprained ankle because sprained ankle, I think you can treat that.
He'll be fine.
I'm not worried about that. I just think that eventually somebody's going to be physically ready to take down Duke. I mean, you watch Houston. They look like a football team playing basketball. I honestly think that's the state of the sport right now.
Okay,
where
it's
not uber talent. It's uber physicality, and age sort of lends itself to help with that.
Okay, well, if you like physical teams, then maybe St. John's is more of your cup of tea, someone who grinds you down. But if I'm looking at Duke's region here, again, the East region, who is this physical team that's coming for you? Arizona?
Duke's got a hall pass to the Final Four. I'll give you that.
I was going to say, Alabama, that's not a physical team. They're a three-point shooting team. They're a math equation, which is what Nate Oates calls them. I mean, I'm not disrespecting these teams, but if you're asking me where are the bruisers, I don't see them in that East region. So I don't think that anyone is really going to...
No, I think Duke's got a great reason.
Exactly.
I agree. I'm penciling in my Final Four, but I don't think they win the whole thing. I think one of these older teams does well, like Auburn. Now, listen.
The hottest team in the country is probably Florida.
I watch St. John's, and I know, EJ, you're a big St. John's fan. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get after it. Don't be super talented. Just be super tough and then be losing every second half. Every time I turn on St. John's, they're down by three with 14 minutes left, and then they just beat you up.
St. John's is just like a torture chamber for the other team.
And it ain't pretty. There really are not that many highlights. It's just tough.
I'm going to be honest. EJ, you said EJ's a big St. John's fan. He is. EJ kind of turns into Pearl off this time of year. All of a sudden.
What?
Yeah, and I don't mean it as a compliment. All of a sudden, you've got Gonzaga. You've got St. John's. You're doing the Gator Chomp. You're like a fan of half the teams in the bracket. Who is your actual team?
I always say I root for two teams. I root for St. John's and I root for Gonzaga.
Okay. No, you don't always say that.
I want to go play at St. John's because I'm from Queens.
Yeah.
and I loved Gonzaga.
No. Up.
So those are my teams.
You and all of New York ignored St. John's for the last 20 years. Ignored them.
Yeah.
Ever since Felipe Lopez left, there's been no St. John's chatter in this entire city. And now all of a sudden, everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
Look, I went to St. John's basketball camp as a kid multiple times, okay? No one's going to take away my St. John's fandom from me.
Then how'd you find Gonzaga?
Because I grew up liking Gonzaga. What do you mean? They first of all, it's actually ironic. I started liking Gonzaga because they were supposed to be the best threat to stop UConn in 99 from winning a title. Mm. They played them in the Elite 99. Eight. Gonzaga went on a massive run, and I was praying because I hated UConn as a St. John's fan that Gonzaga would win, and I grew up loving that team. Richie Fromm, Matt Santangelo. Yeah. Don't talk to me about Gonzaga stuff. I know what I'm talking about.
I get that because I used to root for the players and teams that beat Duke. If you beat Duke, you were my team.
All right, so Gonzaga, that's how I got started.
All right. But again, very Perloff-esque here for EJ. But you are welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. So we're talking about Duke and whether or not you're downgrading them because of the Cooper Flag ankle, although he's going to play. I'd also be curious to know what people's strategy is here. I told you mine just got totally wiped out. Mine is best player in the tournament, and that's the team I pick. It's worked once in the last 25 years, and I won like $700 in that bracket challenge. So maybe it's just like positive memories.
That's like worth $1,000 in 2025.
Isn't that crazy? I was in college. Like, I felt like I hit the lottery. It was unreal. But I'm curious what other people's strategies are. And not just like the mascots and the uniforms. Like, what's your real strategy? Is it Perloff who always goes with the seniors and nowadays?
No. I don't always go. I've transformed over the years.
Oh, he's evolved.
I've evolved because the sport's evolved. The sport has turned into this completely different thing than when we were kids. There were stars everywhere. You knew them. You know, Chris Webber and the Fab Five, we knew all these players in the Final Four. That's why, a side topic, these four number ones, to me, I heard a lot of people say this is a strong number ones, but Duke's young. Houston loses every year as a number one seed.
Third straight season for Houston as a number one seed.
You just started off the show by saying no team that's lost three or four have ever won the title at Auburn. And then Florida, to me, a bit of an unknown because they emerged out of this crazy SEC. It's hard for me to wrap my head around as Florida as a strong number one favorite. I understand they're playing awesome right now. But generally, to me, it doesn't seem like the ones are so much different than the twos and threes because look at the SEC. All year long, all these teams seem right at the same level.
So Florida wins the SEC title, and that's what, you know, they're one of the hottest teams in the country. But here's the interesting thing about Florida. Florida, you could say, is in the West region. They might have the hardest bracket. They might have been in the hardest region. And this is why I'll say that. Here are the coaching heavyweights who are in the West region alone. So obviously, Todd Golden, who is the head coach of Florida, has now emerged. Can't wait for a month of that. He's emerged. Florida wins their first round against Norfolk State, which I'm assuming they're going to, then you could get Danny Hurley in UConn, who's had a really down season, but they're an 8 seed. You also have Maryland and the Crab 5. If you've not heard about this starting 5, they're electric and they've logged more minutes together than any team in this tournament. So they've got the unity. You have Grand Canyon, who is coached by, why am I blanking on his name? Tournament hero. Hit the shot. Bryce Drew? No?
Is Bryce Drew the great?
Okay, check that for me as I'm doing this off the fly. Then you've got Texas Tech, really strong 3 seed in this tournament. Excuse me, Bryce Drew. Thank you. Can I also point you to the bottom half of this West region? So this is who Florida could eventually meet in the Elite Eight. Some combination of this. The 7-10 matchup is Bill Self's underachieving Kansas team that could get hot at any moment with John Calipari's Arkansas squad who could face Rick Pitino's St. John's Red Storm. So look at the coaching craziness in that bracket, and that's where I'm a little worried about Florida, Pearl.
Are you worried because they won't get to face John Calipari in the tournament? Or are you worried because they will be at the face him?
Listen, I'm just talking about how many Hall of Famers are in this bracket in terms of coaches. That's pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, obviously, but so here's
and not to mention Penny Hardaway with Memphis. Drake's coach has a really great reputation. So it's like a coaching. Kevin Willard coaches Maryland. I forgot to mention that with the Crab Five. Kevin Willard's a longtime Patino acolyte. Like, there's just a lot of coaching power.
Right, so self Patino and Calipari will knock each other out, so Florida won't see any of the. We'll see one of those guys at most. Yeah, for me, you know, it's funny. I have an easy bracket, a bracket where I'm like, oh, my God, why are all the, you're right, that bracket is really tough, and I love St. John's. The Midwest, which they put all the tournament disappointers in one bracket. They're like, we're gonna get Houston Cougars through here finally. Because how can you put Houston, Kentucky, and Purdue all together? Because I feel like those are the teams every year I pencil into the Final Four, and they, except for Purdue last year, they always lose early.
Yeah, that's why High Point, my guys from High Point.
Yeah, could this be a high seed? Could they come out of this bracket? And EJ Zags are in there, too. This is a really, really interesting bracket where all the tough teams seem to be in the West. All the sort of vulnerable teams seem in the Midwest. Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun trying to figure this out.
Poll question today. Downgrading Duke because of the Cooper Flag injury, 855-212-4227. And then sort of a toss-up here because, you know, we're on all over the country. So we're going to try to hit a lot of these matchups here. But if you want to talk about your school and your team, give us a call at 855-212-4227. We'll talk about it. We should get to the drama of what happened yesterday with North Carolina. Now, I understand it's hard to get like all up in arms about a blue blood like North Carolina making the tournament. But kind of exposed something about the selection process, Pearl, that was pretty unsavory. I think a lot of people had an issue with it. So 855-212-4227. We're going to get to that. We also have multiple announcements to make today. Are you ready for all this? We have our Pearl Jam Season 4 Bracket Challenge open for you now. It's happening, guys. Thanks to our super fan, Nick in Texas, who's from the Houston area. This is happening. So, EJ, where can people find Pearl Jam Season 4 of the Maggie and Pearl Off Bracket Challenge?
If you go to our X account, the link to the Bracket Challenge, which is a CBSSports.com bracket, you can join. No money included or anything. Just join. You'll
all
be able
free
to compete against not just everybody on the show, but even family members of people on the show and everybody across the country who listens to Maggie and Pearl Off. It will be a fun time.
Okay, so it turns out that Perloff has recruited multiple family members. Your wife almost won this thing a year ago.
I have the entire, I went deep extended family, third cousins, second cousins. I don't even know if some of them aren't in the country. I went with every friend that I know is every text thread. I hit my Eagles text thread. I hit my Phillies text thread. I hit my high school friend text thread. They're all jumping in. So we're going to see some weird people in this bracket.
Amazing. Yeah. You could not only beat Perloff, you could beat his friends and family.
Yeah, you could beat a bunch of Eagles fans. I'm in.
Yeah. That actually, I was like, maybe I'll submit two brackets in this.
You could beat Sherm, famous Sherm, our wacky friend. Go Birds.
Okay,
I'll
great.
I'll just say, you could beat Bill, take him down.
Wait, who's your friend with the glass eye?
Oh, he's not in it. I reject that.
The one who lost his glass eye mid-coitus? What was his name? Oh, how am I forgetting his name?
I forgot it too.
Bruce.
There you go.
Bruce, the legendary Bruce. That's a story that will never be topped. Can't lose your eye when you're in the middle of getting busy. But Bruce did. And
yeah,
he popped it back in.
I've rejected. I now I feel bad about that. It's 4 years later telling that story, so I'm not jumping in on that one.
All-time story. Anyway, go and play the Maggie and Pearl Off Bracket Challenge. It's called Pearl Jam Season 4. We're thrilled that our pal Nick in Texas sets this up for us every year, and it's just a lot of fun. Also, because we're us, and we're silly, we have our Maggie and Pearl Off Wacky Bracket, which will be revealed around 8 o'clock Eastern time. This is as far away from basketball as could possibly be. I think we're all kind of loving our topic this year.
It's pretty good. But
it's pretty good.
It's going to cause a lot of issues. A lot of people are going to be mad.
I think you're an idiot.
Yep. People are going to be saying that a lot. All right, so what's our crazy bracket for this year? We're going to reveal that at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So go sign up. You can get the link at Maggie and Pearl on X. We'll put it out on our Instagram as well, Facebook, the whole thing. And come pick some games with us. 855-212-4227. Let's go.
All right, Maggie. There's so much to do this week. I mean, we have every kind of basketball. We have not just college basketball, but NBA is heating up. And the best place to enjoy it, Prize Picks. The best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Pick has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. It's so simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport. I'm looking at tonight. There's so many different options. You know, you got soccer, NHL, NBA, some sort of e-game. You pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection. You can win up to 1,000 times your money.
Okay. Games start Tuesday, everybody. So if you haven't downloaded Prize Picks yet, I would set an alarm or something and do it right now because it's available to play in more than 40 states, including our friends in California and Texas. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Again, before Tuesday, when March Madness, the first four starts, use the code MNP. Get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Now, win or lose, you get the $50 in bonus credit just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, we want to hear your bracket strategy. And when I say we want to hear it, give me some insight here because I am struggling in certain spots. I love people. And by the way, it's really fun to watch the experts just get demolished in about 3 days, especially at ESPN. The confidence that our guys, Jay Billis, et cetera, have to watch them get crushed is enjoyable. That's the best part of the tournament. Just give us a call, 855-212-4227. Yeah, Maggie, your strategy I already just tore apart. Yeah. Pick the best player.
Yeah, I always pick the best player in the whole tournament and pick their team to win. It's worked once in the last 25 years. I'm sticking to it because, you know, this is like goes to infinity, right? These data points, so it's like a roulette wheel.
Well, best player, define best player. Best player at 18, that's a thing. He might be the best player moving forward, Cooper Flagg. Yeah, he's probably the best player now. But regardless, that strategy doesn't work. I don't like it. I'm going old and strong.
And whatever you can call in and give for life to help him out.
That being said, they gave Duke a lot of favors, sending him up to Newark for the Elite Eight. They'll probably make the Final Four, and I'll eat my words. But I'm telling you, Maggie, freshman, not good.
Well, we're going to find out together, are we not? I mean, I'm curious what other people do here. I also had an instinct. I was just going to pick every 13-4 upset and every 12-5 upset. But I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of chalk with some of the experts. It's making me gun-shy. Here's Shane in Louisville.
I thought it sucked, the seeding, to be honest with you. I don't know how in the hell Clemson gets a 5. We beat them twice. I thought we got really a bad seed, to say the least.
But you got a home game in the second round against Auburn.
Who cares? We got Creighton the first round, and then if we're lucky to get past them, we got to go against Auburn. I am like you guys. I do like St. John's and Duke in the tournament. Duke's got a walkthrough to the Final Four, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But I don't know how – in the SEC, we all know it's the best conference this year, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I don't understand. You make the finals in the ACC championship game. You beat – Clemson twice, and you get an 8 seed. I was thinking 5 or 6.
Hey,
it was terrible.
Shane, can I ask a question? How far away driving is Louisville from Lexington?
It's an hour. It's not that far. Okay. It's like driving to Cincinnati. It's just up the street.
Okay, the reason why I ask is because this game, your first game against Creighton, I believe is Thursday at like 12:30 or something, right?
12:15.
Thank you. So, you know, it's only an hour away, so I'm assuming the fans are going to have plenty of time, strategy-wise, to get there and make sure that is a legit home game for Louisville, right?
No, yeah. I mean, it's a home game. I'm just saying it's just a bad draw, though. I mean, I just look at Clemson's draw. And then also, we all can agree, how did North Carolina get in? I mean, if any team should be mad, it's West Virginia.
Yep,
they kind of got screwed on that.
So.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Shane. Good luck to your Louisville Cardinals. Kind of got screwed. I mean, West Virginia 100% got screwed. And North Carolina, you know, is a team that went 1-12 against the quad one wins, the ones that supposedly are the ones that matter, Perloff, as you sit here in your Tar Heels baby powder blue hat. It's hard to get really angry about a blue blood making the tournament because it's almost like, does North Carolina get a lifetime achievement award for being North Carolina? But when your athletic director is the selection committee chair, Bubba Cunningham, and while he does have to remove himself every time they're talking about North Carolina, he walks back into the room, like, amongst all these friends, colleagues, peers, and it kind of looks like they did him a favor. They did him a solid. And you don't love that. That you don't want the appearance that this is purely a television show. Because to be honest, the NCAA tournament doesn't need North Carolina to be a great tournament.
Well, you need some AD to be the chair, right? So you're going to have to pick somebody.
I get it.
Are you just going to have somebody completely from the outside? Are you going to bring in Condoleezza Rice to be the chair? So somebody's got to be the chair. So are you saying the formula of having a chair from a school is broken?
I think probably.
Volunteer's tribute.
EJ wants the job. I think that this looks bad for the NCAA tournament. Does it not?
Well, first of all, thank God that UNC's in there because they're so entertaining. You watch a Duke game. Like, we want the Tar Heels. People are so mad about this.
A lane violation to end the game?
But everybody wants Tar Heels, wants to watch them. They would rate way higher than West Virginia, my Tar Heels. And I love this. I think it's a bit of selective outrage. Like, everyone's furious about West Virginia. Give me a break.
It's been a long 28 minutes, EJ.
Give me a break. Everyone's all of a sudden walking in outrage. If some other team had gotten in over West Virginia, would we be as mad?
If a team that didn't deserve it, like North Carolina, yeah.
I think it's because they're a blue blood and because they have the overall chair.
But isn't it also, though, kind of like with the college football playoff, is the committee says one thing, but then in application, it does something different. So West Virginia can beat good teams in the Big 12, beat a Gonzaga in a neutral site. Carolina can beat nobody. They played the tough schedule, but beat nobody and still get in.
And last year, they left people out because they didn't have enough quad one wins. And now North Carolina has one of them, and they get in.
So what they're going to do and what they've said is that they have all these other metrics. You know, it's like the advanced stats. They're just going to stat you to death with a wob and a bob and a rob.
The new one, wins above bubble. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. It sounds made up. But anyway,
It is.
The Tar Heels were ranked 33rd in terms of metrics like the KenPom.com. I feel
That's the only metric that most college basketball fans know. It's been around forever.
At the same time, though, then again, it's an application, right? Because then if KenPom and Net is a big deal, then not to be a homer, why is Gonzaga an 8 seed? They were 8 in the KenPom and 8 in the net. They're one of the top teams on all those metrics. But they looked at Gonzaga's schedule, and to credit, I'm not even blaming them. They looked at the Gonzaga schedule and said, well, they didn't play up to their numbers, so therefore we're going to dock them. Carolina doesn't play up to their numbers, but they get in. It doesn't add up to me.
You could also just go with something simple like West Virginia beat Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, and Iowa State and still didn't find themselves in this tournament. That'd be the easy thing to say. And yeah, I didn't see a lot of people stumping for West Virginia because they lost to Colorado and they had some bad losses as well. But so did North Carolina. They lost to Stanford. That's a quad three loss from what I'm being told and what I've read. So here's the thing. I hate when the NCAA tournament is treated purely like a television show, right? And I know it is. But you don't need that to sell this tournament. This is when we get this BS with college football and the college football playoff and who's in because of who's going to rate higher. The ratings for the NCAA tournament for this next month, don't worry. They're going to be fine. And if it's all about the final game anyway, we have no control over that. And North Carolina wouldn't be making that anyway. So to me, I don't like it when they get too cute and try to get these blue bloods in because they think it's going to goose the ratings. When newsflash, we're watching this tournament anyway. Everybody's watching it. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, you have to pick a lane here. Are you mad because you think it was a television product or because the chair was from North Carolina? Which
both.
One?
And by the way,
I don't think you can have both.
I've seen this guy many times, Bubba Cunningham, because obviously he hired Bill Belichick and you're the athletic director at North Carolina, so you're very visible. Doesn't look like a Bubba to me.
That seems a little personal.
I'm just saying, when you think of a Bubba, do you think of someone who looks like he's at the country club, or does it look like somebody who's like changing the oil in your car?
Fair.
I want my Bubbas to be like a little more blue collar.
A little pudgier, too.
Something.
Perloff just stepped away from the microphone.
I don't know what this takes all about, but I'm going to stay away from what Maggie wants her Bubbas to look like. Bubba Watson looks like different.
He looks like a Bubba. He looks like a Bubba.
Yeah, he kind of does.
He looks like a
Bubba. But he has fancy watches, so that's not very, he's not pumping gas.
No,
not
but
very Bubba-like.
I'm with you on this, Maggie. If your nickname is Fats, you got to be skinny. If you're slim, you got to be fat. There are rules
to these nicknames.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but often like Bubba, you got to look a little bit more grizzled.
Yeah.
You got to be selling me shrimp with Forrest Gump.
A little on the nose.
You know, when I got fooled by this, when I first came here to CBS Sports Radio, Mike Sampter's Twitter handle was Big Mike at CBS. And I said to Maggie, like, this new producer, Mike Sampter, he's huge, right? I'm a little intimidated by this. And it turned out he was 5'6".
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably generous.
So I think you could, if you're slim,
someone shoved him in a box and pushed the box over.
You can go ironic with the name.
You almost have to go ironic
in that thing. Yeah.
Anyway, Bills in Houston. Bill, what's your strategy to filling out your bracket?
Not a very good one, but I do have a strategy. If I have no inside, I pick the higher seed. I pick two or three upsets, 5-12s in the first round. I pick East Coast over West Coast, and I will never pick Duke. I hate Duke. That's the four parts of my strategy. On a side note, we do help our dog fill out a bracket, and we can't pick any cat teams or bird teams. She is the only one that picked Maryland Baltimore County Retrievers, a 16 over a 1, so she has that.
Yes, wait, that was a historic upset, the first ever 16 to upset a 1, and they beat Virginia. Wait, Bill, and by the way, you, anyone in your family, and particularly your dog, we'd be honored if you would enter a bracket in the Maggie and Perloff Pearl Jam Season 4. You can go to our social media channels and find the link.
Bill, don't do it. You sound like you have a good strategy. I don't want you in there. Why would you let Bill in there? He's going to whoop us.
I'm there. I love your show. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Bill, why did you pick the East over the West? That seemed pretty... Is that a thing? I never even thought about that, but I'm looking at the list of Final Fours, and there's a lot of East in there.
Well, I guess in the later rounds, I would never pick Gonzaga.
This is an anti-Gonzaga take.
Beat it, Bill.
All right, Bill. Thanks. Hope to see you and your dog.
Wait, aren't the Zags the Bulldogs?
They are,
so he's got to pick them.
Disrespecting his own dog. Shame.
I wonder how far he has Drake going. They're the Bulldogs.
Probably pretty far.
Can I be a non-dog person and dissect his initial sentence of, we helped our dog fill it out?
Yeah, I get that.
You didn't help your dog. You did it.
How do you know?
As your dog.
You don't know.
No. Fido's not having a tough time between Iowa State and
Lamar.
You've
seen those fishes and those, octopuses.
You didn't help your dog. Your dog was making some decision. You did the other one.
How do you know he doesn't do what, Laura Rutledge does with her daughter, where, you throw something at him and then they hit the ball on a certain hoop or something?
I'll begin with, that's her daughter. And she's
a human.
Yeah. No, I've seen dogs do that, too.
But we don't know what dogs are picking between when they look at go to the red bowl or the blue bowl.
I think dogs are colorblind.
Bogus, I have a question. Number one, what's your problem? Number two, why do you hate dogs?
Same answer.
I got to be honest. I'm in a deep dive on what I didn't know what High Point's mascot was. They're the Panthers, so
cats,
I guess they're out.
They're out.
Maggie, your Panthers
are out.
Only
if you're a dog are they out.
Well, now I'm going to go opposite Bill, and I'm only going to pick cats and birds.
Well, how's that going to work out for Kentucky? Not as good.
Well, I like my Yale Bulldogs, by the way. Bulldogs.
You're a Yale Bulldogs? You went to Dartmouth.
Ivy League represent.
Wait, which of the eight Ivy League schools did you not know was an Ivy League school?
Cornell.
Oh, that's because Ralph was just being a jerk on the text thread.
Yeah, Maggie was Babby's. Her husband went there. I could tell that. I could sense the anger coming from New Jersey.
No one makes fun of my husband's alma mater more than me.
The way Perloff was disrespecting people in the text was ridiculous. He sent that shot, and you don't even see the text he sent me and Manny. He was like, hey, how about that Knicks game last night?
Oh. I sent them at 11 o'clock on Saturday night a bunch of sleep emojis and Z's because Draymond, of all people at 110 years old, blew by them for the winning basket.
Perloff's
it was
trolling.
The funniest game I've ever seen.
It doesn't stop. Well, it's not just a 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday thing. It's
a reminder that the Sixers are 6-16.
Yeah, I know, but I do tell them the trump card that I used.
He's going to just keep saying, my Eagles are Super Bowl champs. So what are you going to say?
Yeah, it is one thing. I mean,
you idiots want
to. I did nothing to help the Eagles win the Super Bowl, but I got to tell you, this is a great trump
card. Look at what you guys created.
Who?
It's not me. Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift created this. I didn't do nothing.
I love that you guys are all wearing green for my birds today. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well,
now we just need
I'm
a little luck
to.
Of the Irish. Bogues, headlines on this fine Monday?
Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Joe Barrows.
The Bengals stopped their madness overnight, finally signing Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins to extensions. As the team's been promising, Chase is the new highest QB non-paid with a reported $40.25 million annual average over 4 years. We believe Chase is guaranteed $112 million. Higgins' deal, 4 years, $115 mil max. The first 2 years said to be fully guaranteed, but the exact dollar amount not reported just yet. And out of those brackets, where Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida, plus UCLA, South Carolina, USC, and Texas are your men's and women's one seeds. The Bruins have never been the top overall seed before. Now, the men's madness begins tomorrow in Dayton. St. Francis, PA against Alabama State, then North Carolina and San Diego State. Auburn and Ole Miss waiting on those winners. Anthony Edwards and his T-Wolves still red hot.
Out of midcourt. He's guarded by Filipowski. He'll stop. He'll pop on the pull-up three and hit again. I told you, the straightaway three, shooting 46% on that shot. He's hit two straight from there. He's got 16 in the quarter. He's got 41 for the game.
Alan Horton, T-Wolves Radio. Edwards didn't score again. Didn't need to. Stayed on 41. Minnesota taking care of the Jazz. 128-102 for an eight-game win streak. Edwards crediting a team meeting with this message from head coach Chris Finch.
Hey, y'all, either we're going to come together as a team and push for the playoffs, or we're going to keep looking for individual stats and accolades and not be a team and lose the games we're supposed to win and be fighting for a playoff position. So I think we are, like, locked in right now collectively, and it looks good.
The T-Wolves currently lose a tie with those Warriors for the sixth seed in the West.
Folks, when you're calling games, do you ever do that where you say, I told you to cover that guy there?
Usually not right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. It was very informal. It's like two friends watch the game. Hey, I told you, watch out for Anthony at the top of the key.
The Thunder, a 121-105 win in Milwaukee. 31 more points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And in the afternoon yesterday, Orlando snapped Cleveland's team record 16-game win streak, 108-103.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Mookie Betts will miss the Dodgers and Cubs two-game season-opening series in Tokyo tomorrow and Wednesday after battling the flu. LA says Betts is feeling better, but has lost 15 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
That's coming out of both ends then.
Oh my gosh. He doesn't have that many pounds to lose either. He's kind of a trim guy.
He's like 145 pounds.
Hence, not playing the next 2 days.
Are they right about that? 15 pounds. He should be in the hospital. Anyway, back to you.
What'd you eat, bro?
Messi was back in Inter-Miami starting 11 last night.
Is that right?
Scored the 20th minute of a 2-1 win at Atlanta United. Back to you guys.
Okay. We're asking what's your strategy to filling out an NCAA tournament bracket. We remind you, go to our social channels, Maggie and Pearl on X, Instagram, Facebook, we're everywhere, and you can join our bracket challenge. It's Pearl Jam Season 4. Thank you to our pal Nick in Texas for setting all that up. We see you guys on the phones coming up. What coach has the most at stake as the tournament's going to get underway in about 48 hours? It's Maggie and Pearl.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, Megan Perloff, reacting to the men's and women's brackets that were released yesterday. Fantastic time of year. Tournament is upon us. If you want to play against us, you can do it. Pearl Jam Season 4 is live right now. You can find the bracket in all of our social channels, Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, links in the bio. Come play the Maggie and Perloff Bracket Challenge. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have a to-be-determined reveal to give you guys in terms of what's going to be bestowed upon the winner. Lots of fun stuff. So come and play our bracket challenge. Again, find it in all of our social channels. Carrie is in Dallas. Carrie, you're calling your shot. Who do you love in this tournament?
Yeah, I'm going to take the old folks, and I'm going to go with Auburn. And then I'm going to go with those funky lady frogs. TCU, baby.
You know, Haley Van Lith, obviously, she's been fantastic as the, what is she, a fifth-year senior, Van Lith? She came to TCU. She immediately won most outstanding player of the conference tournament. She's newcomer of the year, Pearl. We saw all the things she was able to do in this amazing career she's had, and now she's got the Horned Frogs in places they haven't been, I don't think, in 20 years.
Yeah, you could get them at 40-1 right now to win it all. That's pretty good. South Carolina, heavy favorite. I'm going with my gal, Dawn Staley, representing Philly, another team that I claim.
Perloff can't keep track. Gary, thank you for the call of how many teams he's currently backing
in
the men's women's bracket.
I've always rooted for Philadelphia teams in the NCAA tournament. We don't really have much going on this year, so I'm having to stretch my legs here and find other teams.
Oh, yeah, you literally have nothing, right? And the Villanova coach got fired over the weekend, so you're looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, Penn's out, LaSalle's out, St. Joe's out, Temple. What happened to my Temple Owls? So we got Dawn Staley, who's actually a living god in Philadelphia.
She is upset, by the way, they didn't get an overall number one seed. She says they're going to rethink scheduling.
I was telling Maggie, I watched the women's selection show in South Carolina. The Gamecocks were sitting there. Oh, man, did they look cocky and ready to go. I'm picking them all the way.
I mean, listen, they lost 3 games this year. So you could say, yeah, I also think that Coach Staley is brilliant when she needs bulletin board material. She said this isn't bulletin board material. It is bulletin board material. They're going to use whatever they can as the reigning national champs to try to fire up her team. So saying you got snubbed from the number one overall seed when UCLA spent how many weeks at number one? I mean, this was not a shock that UCLA got the number one overall seed.
UCLA beat them head to head. So
yeah, UCLA lost twice
to the same team.
Yeah, USC, right, and then beat them in the conference championship. James is in Los Angeles. James, what's your bracket strategy?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
We're great.
I'm glad y'all mentioned UCLA. I listened to all this East Coast love y'all got. Y'all got to, you know, West Coast. You know, we out here too. Y'all got to give us some love, man.
EJ's got a Gonzaga Bulldog shirt on right now. He's your number one.
That's right.
West Coast champ.
Yeah, my man got a North Carolina hat on. I'm like, man, y'all don't say nothing about the West Coast out there.
But anyway, just doing that to troll.
I got a couple of them. I always pick the team that came in second. So like, Bama lost to Florida. Clemson like lost to Duke. But I think that those second-tier teams in the regular season are going to come out firing. and I always use that. Plus, I go West Coast, you know, San Diego State almost got there. They were a couple buckets until UConn exploded in that second half. And then UCLA and Gonzaga both been there. So I kind of root with them. But, hey, I got a question for y'all, though.
Yeah.
Me and my boys was talking about, what is that line cut off at the West Coast? I think it goes from, like, Idaho to New Mexico, but they was trying to include, like, Austin part of Texas in there. Hmm. And I'm like, that's not the West Coast, that's the South. And they go, nah, nah, the South is Bama and this and that. So, you know, we kind of ignorant out here in California. Maybe y'all can figure
this out. Oh, James, that's awesome. Let's do geography, one of the strong suits of this show. Thank you for the call. I like your was James saying it's runner-up in the conference or the conference tournament that he likes?
I think kind of both, but okay. Yeah, he meant when he called, he meant the conference.
Okay, so not the two seeds.
Yeah, like Clemson, for example, the team he said he likes because they finished second in the ACC.
So not two seeds, not just with Tennessee and St. John's.
No, what you did in the conference.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay.
That's a pretty good argument that Texas is on the West Coast.
Yeah,
never
let's
heard
talk
that
about
one.
This. I've never heard of Texas as the West Coast.
Because it's not.
I also
but we also consider the Wild Wild West, though, which is weird.
But
yeah, in 1842.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if people in Texas refer to themselves as the South.
No.
Texas is its own thing.
There's a South, there's the West Coast, and Texas does not fit either.
Right. And I think people, like my best friend's from Dallas, and I think would kind of say they're in the South, but it's more just I'm from Texas.
But it's weird, though, because, I mean, not to take everything to rap, but in rap, if you're from Texas, that's a Southern rapper. Like, and they would consider themselves Southern rappers, like UGK, mm-hmm. or Chamillionaire, that's a Southern those are Southern rappers.
All right, so maybe that's how we're divvying up the map here.
That's how once that happened, I said, okay, for now, forever, Texas, you're the South.
Texas does align politically with the South, but I don't know. They feel they're in the middle of the country too. Also, Dallas and Houston and all the even within Texas, you have different regions that are so far apart.
Yeah, I kind of like what James said, though. You're starting with, what'd he say, Idaho?
Idaho, everything so like, west of Idaho.
Right, like an Idaho, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona for sure. What do you do in Utah and New Mexico?
I think Arizona is also the west, too. So I would start, okay, so, yeah, so I would say west of Colorado.
That's Pacific what I was time. Thinking.
You just do Pacific
or
time.
Just everyone in Pacific time?
Well, yeah, but now
Arizona's weird with their daylight savings, aren't they?
And now yes, Arizona's in the
they don't recognize daylight
Big
savings.
12.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know.
This is a great question.
Where does the West Coast start?
I think this theme of the show, the guy who called in and said pick the East Coast over the West Coast.
Never heard that before.
But the San Diego State run a couple years ago makes me nervous about that.
I think people like to joke about Gonzaga, but I mean, multiple Final Fours. Mac Few hasn't
lost.
Nine
straight Sweet 16.
Yeah, he hasn't lost a second round game in a decade. So they do go deep. They just don't win it all.
Jay's in Nashville. Jay, what's good, man?
All right, since we're getting geographical, I called about something different, but class is in session. Okay, first of all, the West Coast does. The caller's right. West Coast, like, it starts probably when you get to Arizona. You can almost throw, like, Colorado in there. Almost. But really, you want to go to Arizona, Nevada. And you can, and really, a lot of West Coasters, we judge the West Coast by where you can find your best weed at. So you can go all the way, go up to Idaho,
not Utah,
Seattle, and up there. You know what I mean? But and as far as Texas is
stay
a size,
off the weed.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, on cue. But let me tell you, Texas is the size of freaking Iraq. So Texas is Texas. You know what I mean? It's just like when you talk about Florida. Florida's in the South, but you know what? Florida is Florida.
Yeah, I think Florida's its own thing. I used to think that about Louisiana, too, but Louisiana is the South. Listen, and also Texas is kind of in the middle of the country, but South, you know?
Texas is its own republic, so
can't put them in a box. I agree with you. It's funny, if we're going to go by, like, the marijuana part of this, then I think you got to leave Utah out because I don't think people are readily getting any marijuana there.
The weed!
Utah's mountain, obviously, right? Nobody thinks Utah is a West Coast.
They have deserts, though.
And they were in the Pac-12 forever.
Yeah, but they're like, classic mountain area.
L.A. has mountains.
Thank you, Jay. What do you do with Wyoming?
That's a hell of a question. I've been asking myself about Montana.
I think Montana is West Coast.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man, guys, I've been watching a lot of Yellowstone lately. We'll get into that another time. 855-212-4227. All right, we're getting into what coach has the most at stake in the NCAA tournament. And tell us, what's your strategy for filling out your bracket?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.